Blog Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to Real Talk, Real Plans with Riri and
Coco.
Woohoo! What's going on, Coco Pelly?
Getting ready for Thanksgiving.
I'm
in between cleaning, watching TV, and playing a game on my phone. And I'm done more playing a game on my phone than I've done with anything.
Listen, sometimes that's how it is.
Yeah,
sometimes
I need to
that's
clean.
All you can do, right?
Yes.
I absolutely understand you. I haven't done much game playing today, but I've been listening to books all day.
Oh, well, that's good.
I need to be cleaning. But I'm going through the phase again where I would just want to throw everything away.
Yeah.
So I started today.
But doesn't that feel good?
It will until I'm naked.
I know. Well, that's me now. I'm like, I don't even have nothing to just throw on.
Yeah, my friend.
I didn't get rid of everything.
My friend said, it sounds like I'm trying to live in a nudist colony because I was just like, oh, it doesn't bring joy. Oh, it got a hole. Trash. Speaking of,
yes.
the first shirt you made me, I had to finally get rid of it.
Why? What happened? It had a hole?
It got a hole in it.
That was a comfy shirt. You should have just kept it.
I was just about to say, now, I've taken it out of the bag twice, so it might not last this round of eliminations. But, you know.
No, it does feel good, but you're right. You get to the point, you're like, wait a minute, I didn't throw everything away.
Yeah.
I took 4 bags to Goodwill last week or the week before.
It's like I have all this stuff, and I pull it out, I put it on, I don't like it, I put it back in the thing. And so
mm-hmm.
if I'm continuously doing that, I need to just get rid of it. It doesn't bring me joy. I don't like the way I feel or look in it. It's too tight on my arms or something, you know?
Yeah, listen, I'm not judging you.
Yeah, whatever it is.
I totally get it.
And then, you know what else bothers me? And then I'm going to get off this tangent.
No, go ahead, girl. Go ahead.
The other thing that gets me is I will see a Facebook memory pop up from a million years ago,
mm-hmm.
and then I have on that same shirt. I'd be like, bitch, you done had this shirt 14 years. It was $3.
Yes.
Throw it away.
Yes.
Throw it away. Throw it away right now. Don't put it in giveaway. It was $3. You got your money's worth. It's okay.
I know. I had a shirt, a blouse that I had in my last marriage. But let me tell you something. That blouse was so comfy. You could dress it up, dress it down. It didn't matter. But I finally got rid of it.
I was like, but that's different. That's a blouse. I'm talking about like a little Rudy Pooh shirt. You know what I'm
oh.
saying?
Oh,
get rid of that. Get
well, no,
rid
I got rid
of
it.
Yeah.
What
do you have in your cup today?
Pina colada.
Ooh. Do you like pina colada?
It's caught in the rain. Yes, so I found these things.
Love at midnight.
Well, yeah.
I can't help it.
Or anytime.
Any 3, 4, 9, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I found these things in the cupboard that were for margaritas or pantry.
You old. Okay, I'm listening. Did you hang up?
Hello.
Because you
no, I didn't. The baby came to the door. Lifey. Yeah. We're going to put him up on Saturday. Oh. Thank you. Sorry. Yeah, just call in. Anyway, sorry, y'all. With my son. And the grandbaby came to the door. I couldn't ignore. She asked me where my Christmas lights because the neighbors got their lights up.
Mm. Okay.
Anyway, Hey, my son went to Joann's because I ordered the Sizzix Big Shot. It was regularly $3-something, and it was on. There was a Black Friday door bust, but although it's not Black Friday yet, we'll get into that in a minute.
I don't know what that is.
It's a Big Shot Switch Plus. It's like an electric shape cutting and embossing machine.
Oh.
But I got the rheumatoid arthritis, girl, so that's my reason for getting it. Because I don't have to manually wind it. But anyway, so.
Scrapbook life.
Yeah, because I'm going to make some cards because I got hooked up in another situation too. But anyway, I'm sorry for digressing.
You making Christmas cards?
Yes, I am. Can you believe it? Well, let's put that on hold because, you know, I have everything to do it. Nah, but let's just see. But, So, I'm sorry, back to the drinks. So, I don't know when it was that I bought it, but they don't expire until May of 2024. It's I got them from Sam's, and you just add alcohol and water, shake them up, and put them in the freezer. Now, I started adding alcohol until I realized that you're supposed to add water, too. So, the pina colada may be a little strong, but I figured out that you need to add water because as I'm pouring, I was like, what are all these little lines? And the one line says, fill water to here, fill rum to here. So I was like, okay. So I have more rum than water, but we'll see. It froze. I've checked it again, please. So anyway,
okay.
That's what I'm drinking. I got those
well,
from
I'm drinking my version of pina.
I think it's
going to tonight, of course, I am back on the Cafe Bustelo trip. Now, listen. I need somebody to tell me a different type of coffee because I'm hooked, but I love this coffee. So, like, I need
somebody. What do you love about it?
I love how strong it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the bite of the coffee, like, even once I put my creamers in or sugar or whatever, it doesn't take away the coffee taste.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? You know how sometimes
yeah.
it'll just water down the coffee taste and all you taste is French vanilla or whatever you put in it. This is like, okay, I put my peppermint mocha in it. I can taste the peppermint mocha, but I can also still taste coffee.
Hmm. Have you ever tried coffee and chicory? It's a New Orleans thing.
No.
I'm
going to
get you some and I'm
going
to ship it to your house. Yeah, that's what it is. That's exactly what Cafe du Monde is coffee and chicory. I'm going to send it to you. I'm going to ship it to your house.
Please. I would love to because, you know, we bougie coffee people over here now. I'm bougie now.
Mm-hmm.
Get fancy. I'm trying to get me a coffee bar like her disorganized.
Mm-hmm.
Her shit was lit, and so I need that.
I know. I always get jealous when I see people's coffee bars.
The problem
I guess
is
on the way I would put mine.
The problem is I'm not going to drink all this shit. I just want it for the aesthetics.
Yeah, because I don't want all those syrups and all that shit. No, you're exactly right. I don't want all that extra stuff.
That's
which is probably why, yeah, that's what I was going to say, because I don't have the stuff hanging around here, so it's not like I'm looking to put it anywhere cute.
Yeah.
So if I did a coffee bar, I'd have to go out and buy all that crap.
Yeah, and we're not doing all that. I mean, we might, but we're not.
Yeah, we're not. We're going to just not.
Okay, now let's talk about your Thanksgiving plans. What do you have planned for holiday?
Wait, I have to cook.
Did you realize that people over on the other side of the water don't really celebrate Thanksgiving?
Yes.
So when people are releasing all these Thanksgiving kits, it's kind of a moot point?
Well, no, because it's the people over here that spend so much on stuff that they don't really need. Other countries don't really operate like that.
Shit, I be looking at them girls from across the water on YouTube, and they be having just as much shit as we do.
I mean, in that community, yeah, but I'm just saying as a whole, the way America spends, you know, is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, capitalism.
But, yeah, I guess when you got an addiction to something, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, so thank you for cooking.
Thanksgiving. So we'll have cornbread dressing, gumbo, mac and cheese, potato salad,
sweet potato casserole, candied yams, greens, stuffed bell pepper. I just said cornbread dressing was the first thing I said.
Oh, I ain't hit it for it.
Yeah, cornbread dressing, stuffed bell peppers.
Mm.
I said gumbo.
That's a different item on the menu. I like that.
The turkey's fried.
My son-in-law.
I wish I would. The way they screw up chicken, you think I'm going to let them get it? Chicken is what they do? No, thank you. They ain't getting my turkey, too.
Okay.
No.
We don't have
fry my turkey in some two-month-old grease.
Okay, some two-month-old chicken grease out there.
Mm-hmm. So what y'all got?
We don't really have. Okay, first, it's only going to be me, my wife, and my sister here.
Okay.
Mason went to his dad's, and my niece is staying with my other niece for the holiday, which is a whole topic for a whole other day.
Okay.
So for us, my sister, because we had all these plans of people coming over, my sister ordered from a friend of hers who does like catering, cooking and stuff. Two pans of green beans, two pans of mac and cheese, two pans of dressing, about 4-5 cakes. And now it's just going to be us. So now all we did was we gone get a fried turkey, but shit, now we just got a little honey baked ham to call it the day.
Oh yeah, I usually do honey baked for Christmas.
But we will probably end up going to my aunt's house.
And bringing all y'all food with you?
Hell no, my food is staying home because I'm gonna eat. Now we might take a pan of each to my niece, you know. So they can have some food at home for, you know. But I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know.
Okay.
I might freeze. Can you freeze dressing?
Yeah, people do it. I don't like frozen food. Like, I don't like to freeze food and then heat it up later. It just loses something to me. Sometimes gumbo will be fine I wouldn't. Plus, it's bread, so no, I'm not going to freeze my dressing. I don't eat it.
Okay.
Sorry, I just had a little.
No, because, I mean,
a moment.
The only thing that I would eat frozen now is probably, like, stuff that gets better with time, like chili.
Yeah. Something like so that's why I'll do the gumbo and stuff like that later on occasionally. But typically I don't do leftovers at all, though, or for any
–
like frozen leftovers. Like, I'll eat dressing until Saturday night. After that, it's got to go.
I'm going to eat the whole pan of dressing, period.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have to have no, I'm going to eat dressing and a ham sandwich.
Yeah. And that's why I want ham. But I always make a turkey sandwich.
Yeah,
because I don't really eat the meat on Thanksgiving. I'll eat everything around it.
Yeah, and the dressing got meat in it.
Yeah, it does. So you don't really need it.
That's all I needed, about some dressing and cranberry sauce.
That's me too. That's all I want. Can't wait to make it.
If people is driving all around, don't be mad if I be like, Leslie, I'm close.
Yeah, come on.
I don't want to hear no shit now.
Come on. Just come on in, because I'll be
sleeping. Friday might be a better day.
Oh, yeah. I'm putting up the Christmas lights.
Oh, nice. Yeah, when you were talking about the Christmas lights, so I know a couple of people that already have their Christmas tree up. Is your Christmas tree up?
Or do you
have to put up a Christmas tree because you got a grandbaby?
No, I love Christmas. So, yeah, I would put it up anyway. Yeah, but this year, don't tell Daddy. I'm going to do it when he's not home. One day, I decide because we have a tree that's not real, and I want to get a real tree and put that in the living area, and then I will put the fake tree in my room. I want to decorate my room this year. And I always used to say, why do people have all those damn trees? But you know what? I just want Christmas to be everywhere I am.
Okay. Oh,
Yeah.
I love it. I put the tree in the dining room, you know, by the front window.
Yeah.
Then I have, like, a little bitty tiny tree that's, like, by the fireplace. I can plug it up. I told you we still have Christmas lights, like, around our TV. I still have Christmas lights back here in the in my crab lab. I love it. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It is. It really is.
And one of the reasons why is because I'm going to be like you and be like, my birthday is coming.
Hello.
My birthday is coming.
Happy birthday to you.
Not yet. But it's coming. I'm going to have
Well, listen, you. I celebrate the whole damn year.
Yeah, you did. But it was a big year for you. And that's. I think that's how I felt last year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every year is a big year because we're alive. Okay.
Hello, that's how I feel. My birthday is so important to me, and people just don't get it.
No, they get it.
But you ain't promised tomorrow, so you damn well sure wouldn't promise your birthday. So I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, I like that, and that's true. 55 always takes off for her birthday. I've never really had to work on my birthday, so I never really had to do that.
True because your birthday is at the holiday.
Yeah, I think I worked 1 year, and it was so weird, you know.
Yeah.
Like, y'all really dropped y'all kids off at the daycare on Christmas Eve? Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I had
get rid of. Yeah, they did. That's why they dropped them kids off.
Okay. So today's episode is a lot about Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody has any comments, questions, or concerns, I know this is a different night, and I know you might have to work tomorrow, but give us a call at 515-602-9680. Again, that is 515-602-9680. I want to know, what you buying for Black Friday? Not just for sticker stuff, because, I mean, I know we are planning shop, but we talking about real shit, too. So what else are we buying, right? Who has the best percentage off? What you had your eye on? All that good stuff. I need to know. So, Coco, what have you been looking at for the holiday?
I've been tearing Amazon up since yesterday morning. No, since Sunday, actually. But... I've been buying all kind of stuff. It's not even stuff for Christmas. It's just like, oh, it's on sale. I got that. So I got a whole bunch of stuff. I, you know, went through the kids' wish list, all that stuff. So they tore my pockets up. But I'm redoing my classroom. So I bought this storage cabinet. It almost looks like an armoire. It just has shelves and stuff inside. Because I'm tired of my craft. I'm looking the way that it does. So I bought that. And I don't really have anything that I really need, I guess. Just I am, I've been impulse buying, let me say that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, like this damn physics thing. I didn't need this. But it's something else. I was like, okay, I'll just buy it. Yesterday, I finally made up my mind to buy it. And then I went and looked, and it was on sale, which it wasn't on sale Sunday. It went on sale yesterday. Sunday was $3-something. Yesterday was $160-whatever. So I ordered it for to pick up in the store. So that's one of the things I'm glad I kind of waited.
Okay. I'm trying.
But there's a lot of sticker shops.
Wait, you are looking at a lot of sticker shops? I don't believe that.
No, I said I'm not. I said there are a lot of sticker shops with sales.
So many. We bought a TV.
Oh! Give me the deets.
It was like, I don't know, it's a big ass TV. I think it's a Samsung.
Mm-hmm.
And it is like 55 inches. I mean, not like huge, but for the bedroom, mm-hmm. that's pretty big.
Yeah.
And it was like $300.
Damn.
Do you remember back in the day when TVs was like stupid ass expensive?
Yes. And now you could get them for less than your grocery bill.
Listen, I was looking at a commercial the other day, and it was like $100 for a BB. That was like 40 inches.
Yeah.
Less than $100. I was like, damn.
Yes.
I remember the days when TVs was like standing outside for a big
deal. That's what I was just about to say. People standing outside. Yes.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
And
now you don't have to stand up.
No, you don't have to do nothing. Everything is just so easy. Kids days will never know the joy.
No, of waiting in the cold for the stores to open, trampling, people trampling over you, over them.
Toys.
Yeah, I remember I used to get on the top of the thing and just be throwing stuff down to people. That, Black Friday used to be my shit. Not Black Friday, it's like Black Week. It's all damn week, and it's no fun anymore.
It's not. So when I was younger, ooh, I don't want to incriminate myself.
It's okay.
When I was younger.
The statute of limitations?
Right. This is all pre-Mason, right?
Okay.
So when I was younger, I used to work at Babies R Us, which most people don't know what that is, but it was like Toys R Us,
but for
specifically
babies.
For babies.
Yeah.
So people would come in and, like, you know, buy cribs and all that shit, right? But during the holidays, they would recruit Babies R Us employees to come work at Toys R Us if you wanted hours. Because, of course, they're not going to have you full-time. Nobody was, like, full-time. Like a manager, right? So, anyway, you could get more hours if you worked at Toys R Us. So I worked at Toys R Us on my birthday. And I had on a little thing. Baby, when I tell you, people was hooking me up.
Yes.
Christmas spirit, and I had to work on my birthday. Then, so after I worked at Toys R Us half a day, like from like, I mean, something stupid, like 3 o'clock in the morning to 7 o'clock, to like 8 o'clock in the morning. Then I went over to Babies R Us and was still scamming over there. Like, you want this crib? It's a $500 crib. You shoot me $250 in cash, and I got you. When I tell you I had a good birthday that year.
I bet you did.
I did. But I would never steal from a person. But a company as big as that, they can
oh, my God. You are crazy.
I mean, that's like.
But you would never do that anymore.
That was way back then. I mean, I was young. You know, like I said, even before I had kids. So, I mean, before I even had my first teaching job, really. So that tell you how young I was. But, I mean, it was like hustle culture. Everybody else was doing it. I was like, shit, let me get in on this.
I know.
But they had some really, really good sales back then. So the best thing that I've seen so far, I want to say, is maybe Mojo Jojo playing. On Friday, all her books are, let me see, I wrote it down. All her books are, in-stock books are 50% off, except for second chance books. Yeah, so if you need those boxes, or I think that's all she sells is boxes, then come, you know, check them out. This other shop, it's not in my top three. I'm trying to figure out who my top three is.
Okay, let me just shout this one out real quick. Vodka and Tonic Designs. Everything is 30% off on Friday.
Yes. That one too.
Oh, sorry. And that's part of the Planner Social sale. Is it Planner Social?
I don't know.
Well, just go to Vodka Tonic Designs anyway. That's 30% off. Just fill up your card now, and it'll be 30% on Friday.
And Cuteness Boutique has, I think hers is 30 or 35. I think hers is 35% off for the weekend. So there's a pink planner sale. And let me see. I'm looking it up, yeah. So there's a pink planner sale that goes on this weekend, and there will be lots of shops in that one. Of course, Frolic and Brains is in there, and I think she has, like, stackable freebies. And I don't know if y'all have ever shopped there, but if you like things spooky, she has lots of stuff like that. And she has free shipping, lots of stackable freebies, and those freebies are phenomenal. You hear me? Like, she gets freebies like nobody else.
Yeah, it's not like the junk that people give you because they're done with selling it.
No.
That's the thing that's driving me.
Yeah, and they're stackable, too. So, like, if you hit, like, $33, you get this set. If you get $66, you get this set and this set. So, it's not, like I said, like Liz, it's not one little stupid sheet with the purple dinosaur on it. It's like a set of die cuts that you can do a whole spread with. I think more and more.
And I appreciate the stackable because it's not this or that. It's all and then. That's what I like.
Yeah.
Because some people be like, oh, if you spend $100, you get this. Spend $150, you get this, but why don't get the $100 thing too?
No, I want all of it.
I mean, and I see it, but
sometimes they can, because sometimes it'll be better off. I mean, and think about it: if they're giving you like a whole kit and they split that thing up in 10 different, you know what I'm saying? 10 different tiers. It's like I might as well get 3 of, you know,
a
mystery sheet. Than trying to get the whole kit. Like, I'm not doing it. That's stupid.
No, you're right.
So I try really, really hard to, you know, check out that stuff. I'm obsessed with looking at the freebies now. Like, I specifically be like, oh, what's the freebie? And not because I have to have something free. Not at all. But I've just been so obsessed with trying to figure out what is the point of your freebie. Is it to show me what you offer in the shop? Or is it to just say that you gave me a freebie? I don't care about these little 3 dots. Don't do that. Don't give me that.
Yeah, don't give me something just to say you gave me something because clearly I was going to shop anyway. So don't do that.
Yes. Give me something that's useful. I mean, even if it's just some date covers or something. But, yeah, there's the pink planner sales. I really wish that I knew what sale vodka and tonic was in. Is it the planner?
It's planner social.
Yeah, the planner memories. I mean, planner social. Yeah.
Let me go on my phone.
Planner social.
Yes, on Instagram.
Yeah, well, I went to the group to see who else was in the shop. To see who our has it. To see who all is in there. And sometimes they have like a landing page where you'll be able to see who all.
The multiple shops.
Yeah. Sugar Pop Fizz is also having like a vault sale. Where she has these functional bundles, and so she'll be releasing some in different colorways, and I'm really excited about that because I didn't find the use for them initially, but now that I've used them a couple of times on my monthly remixes, and that's what I want to really get back into next year so that I can get rid of these stickers. All these freebies that we're talking about, these little bitty shit ones, they can go on my monthly spread.
These little bitty shit ones.
I'm over them.
Aura Cell is having a sale, too.
Ooh, what they say?
Because I still got to buy a B6 because I have an A6, an A5 wide, And then I bought inserts for a B6. So now I got to buy a B6. Although they haven't come yet. Has anybody had order from Light's Planner Action? I mean, I like her and I love her vibe. I love her personality. And she's just like, I don't give a damn. I love that. But I haven't heard anything about my order. It hasn't been a week, but, you know, that's just me. I just don't want to get into a Quita situation, but I don't think I will. It can't ever be that bad.
Okay. No, I hope not. Let's see. Who else?
Every planner has a sale.
Okay, what is they selling?
Every day they have something this week. No, every day they have a sale. It's a percentage off every day this week. To follow the Instagram. They got a whole bunch of stuff.
I am not really happy with the Bridgerton box looking thing.
No, I didn't like it either. I mean, I'm not even a Bridgerton fan. I've never watched it. But, well, I tried to watch it and I couldn't get into it. But at any rate, yeah, the box didn't look good to me either.
Yeah, it was wet. And then, what was the point of you changing the shape of the sticker book?
I don't know.
All this stuff, us as a whole, the community.
Yeah,
the community. All this stuff that fits this specific shape, and now you want to come out with, I don't know what it was, a coffin? I mean, what? I don't know. And I do like Bridgerton, and I'm very excited that it's coming out Christmas week because, you know, I'll be watching. Bridgerton was good. It's a good thing. Actually, you know, I might read the books. I haven't done the books. I might try that. I don't like romance normally.
I know.
Sorry. Books.
I don't know. I will say this. I do appreciate that a lot of shops are doing a sale on Friday because this all week thing has been distracting me. But I like that some people keep traditions, and I get it. You know, you want to collect all the coins, so you'll do it all throughout the week, or you'll do it the week before, whatever, because you want to get in front of everybody else. But I like the idea of Black Friday actually being on Black Friday. Black Friday sales. I mean, some things I would just like to keep. But, you know, not my business.
To me, it just gives me more shopping anxiety. Like
that they do it ahead of time?
Yes. Like,
I can't
pick. I don't know what I want to do.
And I can't keep up.
Who? What? What do you mean? You want me to do what? When? Why? I got to think now, and I just can't. And so I said that I wasn't going to buy nothing for Black Friday, really, because other than I've been looking, like I said, at Sugar Pop Fizz, Frolicking Brains. I'm going to look at Vallea Tuma just because she has those a specific type of sticker that I want. I love those Jada stickers. The fact that she's getting more artwork for Jada. Really.
Can you send me a message about that? Because yes, that's who it was that I got those stickers from.
Yeah. And so I really like that. But I have admins coming. Okay, hold on. We have our caller.
All right, guys.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hello, caller. Thanks for joining.
Hi.
Hi, Coco. Hi, Ray Ray. I am JC from Plans and JC and Frolicking Brains. I just wanted to call in to talk about shops.
Ooh. So we've been asking.
Who are on film.
Yes. So we've been asking, what are you looking at for your top three? Like, what shops have you had your eye on? What are you on the lookout for? Who has the best percentage off?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me more. And then you can shamelessly plug Frolicking Brains right quick.
sounds fabulous. Okay, so I have been thinking about this for a few days now. I have, like, a whole email chain with myself where I'm, like, battling out for the top three spots. And I think one that I haven't heard y'all talk about, I started listening a little bit late, so maybe y'all did at the beginning, but at the very top of my list is Verse Planning. Because they are having a 60% off sale.
Verse Planning is?
Verse Planning is having a 60% off sale.
No, let me write that down.
Girl, yeah. Hold on, let me get all the details about, like, when it starts and stuff.
Yeah, I'm definitely writing
it. Yeah, write it down. So it's on Friday, which I also heard, like, Coco, you say that you appreciate stuffing on Friday. I appreciate it, too. I think it's nice when it's, like, you can have the week to, like, celebrate with your family and kind of do, like, cozy
and
ditch
them on Friday. Ditch your family on Friday.
Exactly. Like, you have, like, everybody is cooking. Like, nobody has time to, like, deal with what's happening when. It's Thursday night when I, like, get out my pen, my paper, and I'm like, all right, what am I shopping tomorrow? Like, strategically,
yeah.
You know? Like, everybody else is in a food coma. I'm half in a food coma, and I'm like, let's make some bad decisions, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But throughout the week, like, we're focused on cooking and stuff, not not shopping yet. Anyway, sorry. So Verse Planning sale starts on Friday. It's 60% off from the 23rd. Wait, is that on Friday? Hold on. Is that Thursday? What? Okay.
Yeah, some
sorry.
Of them are starting Thursday afternoon, which I can appreciate.
I totally
that
missed
also.
Out.
I'm okay with that.
Man,
yeah. Like, if you have
empty,
time with your family.
You have to have your cart full now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for birth planning, you can't mess around.
Girl,
you can't fuck around with verse planning.
Thank you.
So it sounds like, I don't know exactly what time, but on the 23rd, so on Thursday, they'll be 60% off. And then it's through November 27th at midnight. It excludes planners, but otherwise it includes, like, all their new releases too.
Girl,
so they have, like, 10 Dolls in Pink, who
she's
are super
not
cute.
Have
sorry,
anything left in the shop?
Mm-mm. I've only seen them go to 50% ever, and you know, usually they sell out. So,
Okay. So I just added them to my list to look at. Maybe I'll fill up a cart there and, you know, do the midnight shopping thing. I do that often. That is on the top of my list for the most percentage off.
I mean, 60 is crazy, especially at Verse.
The most, is that the most you've seen so far, Coco?
Yeah. I haven't seen anything more than that. It was somebody else who had 60% too, and now I can't find it.
I mean, Nash Printwork always has 60, and her items are good, but it's not like that buttery soft paper.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she has good stuff. The stickers are always cut all the way through. I've never had a misprint or anything like that, but it ain't buttery soft, but it's 60% off. So, I mean, and you're going to get a shit ton of them.
Yeah.
I'm not good with her. I don't like her kits or anything. Well, I mean, I'm not a kit girl anyway. You know my point. Okay, JC, who else you got?
Okay, next up is Season Inc. My girl, Season. She is doing, she's doing 35% off for what she's calling Bat Friday. Her sale starts at 9 a.m. Pacific. So for folks on the West Coast, you won't have to, like, wake up obscenely early for it. And then, and it's on Friday, which is cool. And then she's doing 40% off for her patrons. And what I'm super excited about is her freebies. She's been showing them off, like sneaking them in her stories. And she did a live today where she showed them their Harry Potter themed. And I'm super excited about the
tagging. I'm sorry.
Yep,
I think I saw
that Gryffindor star.
Yes. Okay. I knew I wasn't crazy. I knew that was Gryffindor.
Exactly. And she's been doing sneaks in her stories. I've already, like, set her Hermione as my phone background, because I have this, like, inner Hermione who likes to be – she, like, values correctness over, like, understanding social cues. So she's the girl who, like,
definitely
people are asking questions and, like, give them the answers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that is definitely you.
There's definitely a big part of me that that is. So I said that as my background because she shared a picture of, like, Hermione raising her hands in class saying, like, I can tell you.
I think it's really funny because I'm listening to the first Harry Potter again. And so, you know, I don't read them all like in succession. I just kind of pick them up as I, you know, get bored, need to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And so it's been so long since I read the first one that I forgot a lot of it. And Hermione really was like, you can't do that. You can't do that. The only reason they're her friends is because Hermione was, like, trying to tell him, like, don't do this shit, you're going to get in trouble, and she got caught. So,
exactly.
So, yeah.
But what's cool about her is that I feel like she is so, like, she has such a strong sense of values that she doesn't mind being ostracized for them, you know? And I think that, like, in the beginning, that's, like, following all the rules, like, in book one, but by, what was it, like, book four or book two, when does she create Pew? I can't remember.
I think
was it, is that
five.
In two? Four or five? I think
no,
it's four.
Like four or five.
Okay, but she creates Pew, and she's like, I don't care what y'all think of me. Like, I'm fighting for the rights of this, like, lower class of creature, and it turns out that, like, that's actually what's at the heart of the whole series, right? Like, the whole of kind of what's wrong with magical society under the Dark Lord. So, I don't know. I think she gets it. She just is a little bit off-putting in the presentation.
She can't help herself. Sometimes geniuses be like that, though, you know? They can't help okay, so season is going to have the Gryffindor, so I need to write that down, too, because I might need some of those. I've been working on my Harry Potter junk journal and getting ready for the Harry Potter planner memory social event, and I just cannot wait. Okay, so season, Inc., okay.
That'll be fun, because you know that she will, like, season always does art so differently from everybody else. Like, her art is just, it's such a unique style. So I feel like a lot of Harry Potter art is, you know, I love it. Don't get me wrong. I'm putting some out soon. But, like, it looks a certain way, and hers doesn't, you know?
Yeah, the problem I have with a lot of the Harry Potter artwork is that it's so much from the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want those real people in there. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, give me a cartoon version. I don't need Harry Potter actor guy, whatever his name is, in my planner. I know that's kind of weird, but anyway. Okay, who else you got?
Okay, so the next one I have. Sorry, I have to think. I know I said I got it all together in my little battle it out, but I'm like questioning myself. I think so the next one that I'm super excited about is A Little Spark. Which is run by Keisha. Hold on, let me pull it up and remind myself. On Instagram, it's a little spark _.
Okay.
I think maybe on Facebook is where she posted that she's doing a sale. Her art is super cool because she commissions it all, and so it's unique to her shop. And she's doing 50% off of Spark Friday items. So her sale's starting on Friday. Her code is Spark Friday. I'm not sure exactly when it starts, like what time, but she'll be doing like 50% off of some items, and then the rest of her shop is 30% off. And she just has like a super like whimsical and like weird style. I love her stuff so much. It's usually super bright and whimsical and weird.
I've seen some of her stuff because ScrapCraftastic has used some of her stuff on her channel. So you're right. Mm-hmm. I do like that.
I also really like her grab bags. Like, they're stuffed full, and they're usually very usable. And I love, like, getting them and kind of mixing and matching stuff from different collections. I don't know if she specifies what stuff is Spark Friday items and what isn't yet. So maybe it's a surprise, like, when you log in on, or, like, when you go to the website on Friday.
I might have to check them out, too.
But this is definitely, like, a super good deal for her stuff. Like, 30% off is as high as I've seen her go. Plus, she has, like, grab bags that are discounted, and I think that the code will apply to them. And again, some of her stuff is going to be 50% off, too, which is super cool.
Oh, yeah, she does have some really bright and pretty stuff. Ooh, that's cute.
Mm-hmm. She also has under monthly subscription. Even if you're not interested in the subscription, I definitely recommend checking out the DigiSpark printables if you're a printable girly, because then you can, like, you know, reuse all the art. Use, reuse. Her printables are really nice, especially if you're into kits.
Yeah. Ooh, these are cute. Okay, I'll have to check those out. I like that. There's a lot of options. So many options. See what I'm talking about?
That's what the grab bags are good for. You know, like, grab a few of them at different shops, see what happens. I agree with you. Sorry, that reminds me of what you were saying earlier about freebies. I feel the same way about, like, advents, freebies, grab bags, oops bags. Like, I think that getting to see, like, what you do when you don't get anything in return with a freebie or, when you don't, you know, it's kind of like, what are you doing behind closed doors? Like, when people are putting all their trust in you, how do you show up then? And I feel like for me, like, grab bags are how I do, like, it's a sign of how a shop owner thinks about their customers. You know, like, are they going to, when you just give them money and you don't have any control over what you're getting, are you going to, like, fuck someone over when they put that kind of trust in you? Or are you going to,
it's like a D-stash that you're paying for.
Exactly.
That is the perfect way to say it.
Well, and you know, some D-stashes, like, no, D-stashes aren't all the same. You know, it's like, are you D-stashing, like, your planner? Or are you D-stashing, you know, pieces of that don't have any value to you anymore and also don't have any value to anybody else because it's just a bunch of, like, random dots, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If anybody else has a top three to share, you can give us a call at 515-602-9680. Again, that number is 515-602-9680. It's so funny that you guys bring up D-Stash because I bought a ticket to this event, and it was like somebody asked if there was going to be a D-Stash, and the nice lady's response was, no, leave your trash to treasure at home. And
oh, my God. That's so funny.
I said,
well, and like,
that
what
is,
do they
because
do?
People bring... They bring it because they don't want to throw it away because they've invested their money, but it's really their trash. Like, don't give me your trash.
I've heard that some D-stash tables can be really good.
They can.
But
they feel like
it's like, what do they do at, like, because the conference is basically taking, like, ownership of any of the leftovers, right, from a D-stash table. It's like, do they just throw them in the trash? Like, do they, like, have to roll up, like, a dumpster to, like, you know, like, get rid of?
Well, and that's why a lot of people don't want them because, you know, nobody leaves with the stuff that they brought. They just leave it there. So now the event planner is stuck
mm-hmm.
with getting rid of all this stuff.
I have to throw that shit in the trash. Or, you know what, I have a lot of, like, craft stuff that you know, I'll swap, like, I realize this isn't for me. This size isn't for me. You know what I'm saying? And then I'll, like, okay, well, I'll ask around. And then I just finally was like, you know what? I know people with classrooms. Let me pack this shit up and take this to the school.
Mm-hmm.
The students can use
good.
It.
Like, stickers and, like, washi tape and, like, pens and stuff.
Now look, I don't know about this washi tape shit. Y'all can forget about that. I don't know about that. But other stuff.
Well, the problem comes when they bring a sheet of stickers that has two stickers on. I mean, it's literally just junk, something you could have thrown away and went on with your day. But you're just like,
mm-hmm.
oh, no, I'm going to pack all of this up and dump it on a table.
Yeah, no, don't do that. I mean, if it's like three stickers off a sheet, fine.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, two stickers left? No, don't do that. Matter of fact, I have stopped myself from keeping something with two stickers on the sheet. I will pull up the backing and stick, you know, a few more other things on there and then throw away the sheet. But I'm starting to get a kick out of emptying out a sheet. Like, no, get rid of this shit. I'm done with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm using all the things. Which is why I didn't really want to... I investigated my top three for the show. But like I was saying, I bought so many admins Then I'm like, bitch, you don't need shit the fuck else. And then I sit in the seat in the craft lab, and I'm like, this box has got to go. This box has got to go. This box that I've had for 4 years of shit has got to go, you know. So, I mean, I'm looking, I'm consolidating, I'm trying to make sure that I have some type of organization. And I'm really embarrassed to say this, but I'm going to tell you guys because I fuck with you like that. But I have had a Sterling Inc. subscription for a year. And the only thing that I have really used, the only thing that I have used out of each of them is the monthly calendar because I put it in my my journal every month. It's like a vellum. It's like a vellum. Not that I don't plan on using it. It's just I want to use it all at once. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just so pretty.
No, totally. I think I also went through a phase where I got a bunch of stuff, not necessarily from Sterling Inc., but that was more on the, when I was trying to figure out my like planning style, and not just planning style, but like decorative style. I got a bunch of stuff from shops that have, you know, more florals, which I do love, but like smaller florals, you know, and that are like foiled, not that I don't love foil, I do love foil, but like that are more, I don't know, sophisticated maybe, more like, you know, with somebody, what somebody with like a Louis Vuitton cover would use. And I like admire that so much. Like, I think it's so pretty, which is why I bought it. But then I'm like, no, I'm just a piece of trash. Like, I just give me really cool art. You know what I mean?
And let me figure out what I want to do with it.
Exactly. Like, I am, like, too trashy for, like, super pretty, like, I don't know.
I promise you that's kind of how I feel about this Sterling Ink. Like, it's just so pretty. I mean, it's not that, you know, I don't know what to... I don't go with the paper I'm using. Like, I want it to be on that real... thin Bible paper, like I need a, you know what I'm saying? It's just so soft and dainty, and it's that washi paper, and I love the stickers. I don't know. So I'm gonna figure out something to do with it. I might use it in my in Anastasia, since I just started her off.
It might be fun to play with it, like to give yourself or something, to see how you can incorporate it into your style.
Yeah. I just, you know, giving it something. So I've really been thinking about, okay, this is off topic of Black Friday, but kind of maybe not. I have been really thinking about a passport size planner, all because I want this wallet thingy.
From where?
You know, the guy who makes those planner covers, I think he's in like Malaysia or Ukraine or something. His name is Zach, I think, and he's from like Yardley and Leathersmith. But he made this like wallet thing, and it had like a passport notebook, and it had strings. And I was like, fuck, that's so cute. I can put my wallet, and it'll all fit in my purse, and it'll work. And now I'm like, Anastasia, you too big. But
oh,
it's
no.
Okay, because I bought her a Christmas cover, so she's not too big. She's gonna be cute for Christmas.
Aww, I can't wait to see how you deck her out.
It is Nightmare Before Christmas. I told you it was gonna be. I'm so excited.
Oh my gosh,
Nightmare Before Christmas, and it's going as soon as Thursday night is over. As soon as Thursday night is over.
You're going to put it on? You're going to dress her up?
New clothes, who this?
No, I love it. You put up the tree, you put up your planner, like.
And I ordered one for, like, regular, like, everyday clothes. Because this one had a pumpkin on it. And that carried me through most of the fall. Then I'll have the one for Nightmare Before Christmas through Halloween. And then for the new year, she'll just put on her regular clothes until I find something else. So now I'll just be buying A6 covers and not new shit to put in it. Because I am really shopping my stash and shopping my shit. All of it.
Yeah.
So, JC, is there anything that you are buying that is not planner related that you're just purchasing? Like, I mean, you're a shop owner. Do you have to buy like paper?
Okay,
blanket,
so,
Ozies or
yes and no. So, as a human living in the house that I live in, I'm currently staying with my mom, and she wants to get a new fridge for, like, during Black Friday, and so we'll be doing some, like, installation of that, maybe? Like, you know what I mean? Like, cleaning out the fridge, cleaning out the freezer, like, that kind of shenanigans, which I'll be helping with even though I won't be, you know, buying the fridge.
You know, in terms of a grown-up, when you get excited about new, what do you call it, appliances?
Appliances, yes.
You're like, what?
It's
ice maker. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Hello?
Hey. Erica?
Breaking up. I think we lost her. Coco, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
I wonder if it's because we're up on the hour.
Yeah, probably so. Yeah. Oh, yeah, probably so. Okay, well, I guess that means they were giving us our cue.
Yeah. They were like, wrap it up. Y'all didn't see the wrap up. Like, wrap it up.
Wrap it up. Okay, well, you guys, make sure that you follow us. Real Talk with Riri on Instagram. Real Talk with Coco on Instagram. I'm glad to see you change your name. We really, really love that.
Yeah,
you can click our link tree in our bio. That way, when you get there, you'll be able to buy us a coffee. You can leave us questions or comments for the show. If you have any advice you want to, you can listen to us on Spotify or on Apple.
Yep.
You can join the Realist Facebook group. R-E-A-L-I-S-T-S. It's not a big major group. It's a quaint, quiet space for you to be able to talk your shit and not have to worry about it. Please be sure to check out the link tree for all of the codes, Black Friday shopping. We love to see it. Let us know if you buy anything, if you shop anywhere where we're affiliated. Please drop our names and let them know. And go buy us a coffee. It's the holiday season. Don't you want to feel like you thankful for us? Because we thankful for you. Duh.
Aww.
Duh. We love you guys. Thank you for listening. All right, y'all. Remember that we are messy and not malicious. We love you,
guys. Good night.
Good night.
Happy Turkey Day.